The teacher walkout in Oklahoma continues today as educators head to the state capitol to discuss the future of education in that state. Students have another day off from school. To help fill some of their free time, organizations are stepping up to provide arts programming. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Jeffrey Wofford, the Education and Public Programs Manager at the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa, about the center's efforts. 2 weeks ago, the center began providing free memberships to teachers and free admission to anyone 17 years old or younger.
That's the thing that we've been looking at, and I know that there are other museums in Tulsa that were doing the same thing, but especially right now, it just made sense to have an added perk for teachers in Oklahoma. I mean, we're always free for teachers all the time, but with Oklahoma teachers, we're able to now give them membership benefits, which includes discount on merchandise and other things, programs that we have coming up, and invitations to certain things. So just a little bit extra that we can give them for an appreciation. And we added everyone 17 and under for free. And those are things that we'll be doing from now on. So, I mean, it wasn't necessarily directly a response to the walkout, but it was something that made sense at the time.
Now, during the regular school year, do you get a lot of local students coming in through programs with local schools?
Yeah. So last year we had about 3,000 kids either come through or kids that we did outreach to in the Oklahoma area, which this year we're doing quite a bit of outreach as well. So now with having the admission free for everyone 17 and under, that means that tour groups are free, which most of them were before, but this just opens it up to everybody.
And this week with the walkout going on, I mean, kids are excited because it means no school, but for parents, it also, for some of them, it means finding a place for them to go. And some arts organizations like yourself are trying to do some programming this week. I know you were out sort of asking people to help volunteer and get things going. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about how you got prepared for this week and how it's going?
Yeah, the biggest thing is the United Way here in Tulsa, the Tulsa Area United Way, are doing fantastic things to help kind of bring all these different parties together and coordinate work between all of our organizations. So the people like the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCAs are able to take care of hundreds of kids every day. And that means providing supervision as well as providing them meals, which is a really huge part of that component as well. What we're able to do is bring in other arts organizations that have volunteers who are able to bring something to these sites so that kids can have a little bit extra beyond just being there. We're able to provide them just a little bit more education to a degree, maybe sneaking it in a little bit, but a lot of fun, hopefully. And that includes stuff that we're doing, which is bringing musicians out and helping write songs with the kids. We are helping with art projects that they're doing. I know that Gilcrease Museum has also been working to bring their mobile museum to different sites. And all of that just makes a more complete picture of Tulsa's response to the teacher walkout.
So the Woody Guthrie Center has been able to, say, send a songwriter to the Boys and Girls Club site to help the kids there as opposed to just doing it at your site?
Correct, yeah. So these sites have a lot more people and a lot more capacity to actually take care of the kids all day long. So it made sense for us and other arts organizations that are partnering with us to just bring what we can to those different sites, because a lot of what we do is mobile. I know that the Tulsa Symphony has been reaching out for volunteers as well, and that's just something they can bring a few musicians along and set up and do a little concert. So kids will have something to do during the day that may be a little bit outside of what they normally get to experience.
Why is it important for kids to have, you know, access to some of these art programs, especially this week when otherwise they just might be at home?
Well, I think you even have to look at what state funding in Oklahoma has done to arts programs in schools, because there's a lot that has been cut. I think I saw just recently it was about 30% cut from school funding per pupil in the last decade, which is the largest in the nation by far. So, I mean, arts programs, fortunately, are some of the early ones to get cut. So whatever we're able to bring these kinds of programs and bring a little bit of an artist perspective to these, it helps out these kids and it helps out to grow what we're doing here in Tulsa.
As someone who works with the education programming at your center, I imagine you've been able to speak to a number of educators in the area, probably leading up to the walkout. Now with the walkout, kind of what have you heard from them?
The biggest thing is it seems like they're fed up. It would take a lot for a teacher to leave their classroom. They care so much for these kids and strongly are advocating for what's best for them. So they know what their schools need, and they are going to fight for as long as they can.
And because they're going to fight as long as they can, there's probably not a concrete way to know when this will wrap up. So for you, who, you know, is working to help provide this extra programming for kids, how are you approaching kind of this extra project? Are you, how long are you prepared to go for?
I mean, we're ready to go as long as it takes. So we'll be there until the end. A lot of help and thanks goes to the people of the United Way and the group called the Opportunity Project here in Tulsa, which is helping to coordinate a lot of these arts organizations with the different sites. But able to get, we're able to help provide that programming, kind of fill that hole as long as we're needed to.
If people want to help out, do you need more volunteers or how can they get involved?
We can use more volunteers for sure, but I would probably say the best place to find a place to help, a place to find help for yourself or your kids, the Tulsa Area United Way's website. They put together a kind of clearinghouse for all the resources that are available in the area, and that's it, TAUW.org, yes. And there they can kind of be pretty specific as to what they need and what they're looking for to help take care of the kids or to volunteer.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
That was Jerry Wofford, Education and Public Programs Manager at the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday afternoon. For more information, visit the Tulsa Area United Way's website at TAUW.org.